NPR's Mike Schuster is in Baghdad, the Iraqi capital. And Mike, I'd like to ask you, we've been expecting another U.S. strike against Iraq ever since Secretary of Defense Perry talked about showing the Iraqis that the U.S. isn't playing games. Are people there all anticipating an attack from the U.S.?
No, Robert, quite the contrary. It's, I think, very important to know that the Iraqi government has not informed the Iraqi people at all about the possibility or even the probability of another American strike. There has been no reporting on Iraqi media, neither on television or in the newspapers, of the remarks for the United States. And there's no evidence of an increased military preparedness or the military out on the streets. Now, we could speculate about the reasons for this. It may be that the Iraqi government doesn't want to create panic here because they know the Americans have been striking military targets, and therefore they may know, in fact, that civilians are not at great risk. But it also may be simply that the Iraqi government does not like to inform the Iraqi people generally about much, and therefore it's a continuation of that policy.
Well, one thing that an Iraqi official has said, and that was Tariq Aziz, he went out of his way to say that if Kuwait is being used as a base for U.S. bombers that are going to fly against Iraq, then Kuwait is committing an act of war against Iraq. It's pretty tough language.
I think very serious language, and I think probably a serious development. This is the first time that the Iraqi government has focused on and mentioned Kuwait in the current crisis. And for them immediately to jump to, in effect, warning Kuwait about the possibility of war with Iraq, should Kuwait allow the United States to use its territory to launch attacks on Iraq, probably is a warning that should be taken very seriously. On the other hand, there's no evidence of any kind of Iraqi increased military movements in the south of Iraq. I think we would hear about that very quickly if there were. And in fact, I don't think the Iraqis do have the capability of attacking Kuwait at this point.
Well, now, that is what the Iraqis said about Kuwait. What about what they've been saying about their northern neighbor, Turkey, where bases have not been used for flights against Iraq, we think, this week, but where the Turks announced that they intend to set up a security zone inside Iraqi territory in the north?
That's right. And the Iraqi government is treating the Turkish government with far greater care. Saddam Hussein has dispatched one of his close advisors to Ankara, and who has been in meetings all this week with the Turkish prime minister and the Turkish foreign minister. Given the fact that the Kurdish Democratic Party, which is in alliance with Saddam Hussein, has gained control over all of this area in northern Iraq and along the border with Turkey, the Iraqi advisor is now urging the Turkish government not to establish a security zone on this border. And furthermore, it's urging them to stop participation in Operation Provide Comfort, which are the American patrols over northern Iraq that have been going on for 5 years now. We'll see the Iraqis be far more patient and careful with the Turkish government than in the case of Kuwait.
Well, now that the Kurdish Democratic Party, as you say, has gained control throughout the Kurdish area in northern Iraq, with the support of the Iraqi army, we were led to expect some kind of announcement that perhaps these Kurds will now get to run an autonomous regime out of the north of Iraq. Do you hear anything like that?
Well, it could very well be that such an announcement would come and would probably be seen here as an effort to firm up the alliance between Saddam Hussein and the leader of the Kurdish Democratic Party, Masoud Barzani. But I should tell you that talks about an autonomy scheme with Barzani and the Iraqi government have been going on for 2 years. I think they've been very complicated and haven't yielded much. And underneath the surface, they have a lot to do with sharing oil exported through the pipeline from Kurdistan to Turkey. So any autonomy announcement will probably be superficial at first and possibly raise more questions than it answers.
Mike, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Robert.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking to us from Baghdad.